Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Okay, I'm very honoured to have joining me this morning an actor, a writer, a director. He starred in all sorts of shows and movies, everything from Frasier to films like Jack and Sarah, A Christmas Carol, and is the hero Sir Percy Blakeney in The Scarlet Pimpernel, one of my favourites. He's a writer, director, and now a singer. Oh, yes, I've got actor Richard E. Grant joining me on the program this morning. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing? Hi.
Hey, it's great to have you on the show this morning, and welcome to Australia.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, weather's perfect. I'm very, very happy to be here.
It is beautiful weather. We put on the nice weather just for you, Richard.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, let me start by asking, you've starred in so many brilliant roles. I've just listed off a couple there. I mean, there's just too many to mention. And you've been in so many great productions in your career. Have you had a favourite role, or has there been any one or two that have really stood out for you?
I think the first film that I was ever in with Nell and I 21 years ago, just because I had been an unemployed actor for 11 months in London before I got the part in 1986. So that was the best preparation I could have had for playing that guy. And that thing then led to almost every other part that I've ever got cast in. And I also have stayed great friends with the writer-director Bruce Robinson and my co-actors Richard Griffiths and Paul McGann. So, you know, I hold that in great affection.
Well, there's been quite a diversity of roles for you too. I mean, sometimes you've played a very serious role, sometimes it's been a light-hearted comedy. And then there's The Scarlet Pimpernel, which is one that really stands out, I think, for a lot of our listeners here in Australia. It's been such a popular program. It looks like it was a lot of fun to film. How much fun was it putting together The Scarlet Pimpernel?
Well, thank you, but it was an amazing job in that it felt a bit like having a crack at playing James Bond in a ruffled shirt, sitting on horses with swords and, you know, saving women and kissing them, and, you know, albeit set in the 18th century. So, and it was all shot in and around Prague in the Czech Republic. So, you know, it's a gift of a job, really, because it had lots of boy stuff of running and jumping and swimming and horseback riding and sword fighting and all that stuff, plus romance thrown into it. So, you know, Blakeney, I think in the same way that Batman has that double life of being Bruce Wayne, he's Sir Percy Blakeney on the one hand, and then Batman or the Scarlet Pimpernel on the other. Although, regrettably, I don't get to fly or wear a rubber suit and mask, but, you know, it's the same kind of character setup.
Yes, yes. Well, it is an absolutely wonderful production, and I'm sure that's something that you're very proud of in your career as well.
Oh, thank you.
He's a great character. In fact, a little bit of silly trivia I'm going to share with you, and I'm a bit embarrassed to share this with you. Years and years ago, I saw the original Anthony Andrews version, the film version with Jane Seymour of Scarlet Pimpernel, and I was so influenced by it. I've loved collecting some of the old books and everything, the original books, but I have a budgie, and I was trying to think of a creative name for him, and Percy just suits him so well, so there we go.
Good. He's still alive?
Yeah, something you always wanted to know.
How long did Budgie live?
Oh, years. I think 8 to 10 years or something like that. I've had mine for a couple of years now. A bit of trivia for you. Anyway, let's get on with this, because you're here in Australia to play the role of Professor Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady here in Sydney. Now, have you done a lot? I mean, it's a musical. Have you done a lot of singing in your career?
I haven't. I've never done it professionally, but I have. Having said that, I did amateur musicals in Swaziland, which my autobiographical film that came out here a couple of years ago called Wawa featured an amateur production of Camelot in it. And so it's the same creative team, Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, who did My Fair Lady. So I was very familiar with the musical for a long time. And I also, in all my research, discovered that it was written specifically around Rex Harrison, who had never done a musical. He wasn't a trained singer. So essentially, they're almost like Gilbert and Sullivan patter songs, that a lot of it is spoken, but kind of in tune and in rhythm. So I have had intensive singing training and lessons. But ironically, the less you sing of the part, almost the better it is, because you hear all the words much more clearly. Whereas, you know, Eliza's got I Could Have Danced All Night and all these great big lyrical numbers. But having said that, there is stuff that I do sing, and I'm very excited about that.
Well, it is a great role, and it is a much-loved musical production, My Fair Lady. Well, you've got a wonderful cast there with Taryn Fiebig. I mean, she's a terrific Australian singer, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, what better job? I'm going to be in Sydney for 3 months in the summer, getting to fall in love with Taryn Fiebig every night. That can't be bad.
Have you been to Australia before?
Yeah, I did a children's movie that shot in Coolangatta in 2000, directed by Di Drew from Tasmania, called Hildegard the Duck Down Under, with Tara Maurice and Tom Long, and some child actors. And then I was here for the release of Wawa 2 years ago, and then I came back to the Sydney Writers' Festival. And I'm great friends with Rachel Ward and Brian Brown, so you know, I've known them for a long time. So I think this is my eighth visit to Australia.
Wow, that's incredible. You know all about Australia then, don't you?
Well, I'm reading as much as I can.
Well, now you're here for a few months. What else are you going to be doing besides starring in My Fair Lady? Are you planning on doing some travelling or some sightseeing while you're here?
Well, I can't because I'm do eight shows a week, so I have Mondays off. But I'm going to try and find out. Do you think it's possible to go to Uluru for a day and come back the next morning?
Ooh.
How far is it?
Oh, it's a couple of hours flying, but look, if you really crammed it in, you could probably do it. It probably wouldn't really do it justice. I mean, you really want to spend at least a full day there, but that would be a little bit tight. Maybe you can extend your trip at the end of performance time and have a couple of weeks travelling around Australia.
I love being here, so yeah, I'm thrilled.
And we love having you here too.
Well, thank you.
Now, of course, theatre, as you're probably finding out, is very demanding. Is there anything you do to keep focused or to keep your fitness levels up so you can do these eight shows a week?
I'm staying on Bondi Beach, so I run 4 miles because I discovered on the internet that it's a kilometre in length. So I reckon if I do eight laps of that a day, that is the equivalent of about 4.5 miles. That plus singing sessions every morning. And so hopefully that keeps you ticking over to be fit to do the eight shows a week.
Oh, you're very fit. I'm very impressed. I'm looking forward to seeing My Fair Lady. We're having a chat today with actor, writer, director Richard E. Grant. And Richard, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show this morning.
Oh, thanks very much, Joanne.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.